All right, let's jump right into another deep dive. This time, we're going to be tackling AI.
Oh, exciting.
It really is. We've got a whole stack of stuff, research papers, news articles, all sorts of things.
Sure.
Yeah, all about AI. So we're going to be exploring the advancements, but also some of the ethical concerns that are starting to pop up
Right, yeah.
because AI is everywhere now and it's getting more powerful by the day. So.
Yeah, and it's not science fiction anymore. It's like it's woven into our lives already. I mean, you think about healthcare,
Yeah.
entertainment, even how we deal with like natural disasters. Like everything is being touched by AI.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we're going to be looking at today. So one of the things I was reading about, it was talking about how AI can actually spread medical misinformation,
Oh, wow.
even with just a teeny tiny amount of like bad data.
Really?
Yeah, like a tiny error can like snowball and
Yeah, that's a bit scary, especially when you're talking about healthcare, right?
right, because you're thinking about diagnoses, treatments, and
Exactly, like your health
yeah.
is on the line. And if AI is being used to make decisions, but the data it's using is flawed,
Oh, that's
that's a big problem. And it really makes you question, like, how much can we actually trust medical AI?
yeah. I mean, how do you even ensure that the data used to train these AI models is like
Right.
accurate and unbiased, especially with like the huge amounts of data they need?
Well, I mean, it's a huge challenge, but there are things like rigorous data validation processes. You have to make sure you're using diverse data sets, account for different demographics, different conditions. And you also have to constantly monitor the output of the AI, make sure it's not going off the rails. So it's a constant process of refining and improving these systems.
Okay, well, that's good to know. At least they're thinking about that and working on it. So
Well,
it's not all doom and gloom. One of the articles was actually talking about how AI is being used to fight wildfires, which
oh,
is
really?
amazing, right?
Right.
Especially in California. Like, that's a huge
Right.
problem.
Yeah. I read about that too. They have this system called Alert California,
Right.
and it uses over 1,000 cameras and machine learning, just constantly scanning for wildfire.
Yeah, 1,000 cameras. It's like having all these extra eyes just watching.
Exactly. And it can detect things like, smoke patterns, unusual heat signatures, even before a fire like really starts to spread.
And that's huge, right? Because climate change is just making these fires worse.
Absolutely, yeah. So being able to respond quickly,
Yeah.
protecting communities and minimizing damage, I mean, that's where AI can make a real difference.
So that's a really good example of, AI actually being used for something good and beneficial.
Right, yeah.
But it also makes you think about like, okay, what about the data they're using to train those systems? Is it ethically sourced? Because we had this whole article about Meta and the controversy with them using, what was it, a shadow library to train their AI.
Yeah, that was a big one. I mean, shadow libraries, they're basically online repositories of like pirated books and articles. And authors were claiming that Meta was using their copyrighted works without permission to train their AI. So it raises a lot of questions like, legally, are shadow libraries even okay? But also, the bigger questions about copyright.
Yeah, intellectual property.
Exactly. And the ethics of all of this, right?
Right.
I mean, imagine if like, your work was used to train an AI and you didn't even know about it and you weren't getting paid for it. It's tricky.
It is really tricky.
It is.
It feels like the rules and laws are still kind of catching up to like the reality of how fast AI is developing,
I think
like
so, yeah.
what do you think about that whole like transparency issue?
Well, I mean, I think companies developing AI, they need to be upfront about where they're getting their training data from and are they getting it legally, ethically. We need clear guidelines and regulations because right now it's like kind of a Wild West situation.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's a lot to think about, but let's move on to something a little bit more fun. Have you heard about Google's Daily Listen?
I have, yeah.
This is so cool. It's like this AI-powered thing that creates these personalized podcasts for you.
Like little mini podcasts, yeah.
Yeah, like 5 minutes long,
Yeah.
and it's based on your
I know.
interests.
It's like Google knows what you're into. It looks at your search history, your discover feed, and it puts together this little audio summary of like everything you care about.
I know, I was reading about it and I was like, I would totally use this.
Right. Like, who wouldn't want that?
Imagine like you wake up in the morning, you have your coffee, and you get
Your personalized news
like a little podcast update on everything from science news to sports, whatever you're into.
and it's all done by AI. It's like it knows what you want to hear. Pretty amazing.
But it also it makes you think about like you know, the whole filter bubble thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, are we just going to get stuck in these echo chambers where we only hear what we already agree with?
That's the danger, right?
Yeah.
And personalized content is great. It's more accessible. It's engaging.
Right. It's tailored to you.
Exactly. But it can also make us less open to new ideas, you know,
Absolutely.
and life understanding of different perspectives.
It's definitely a double-edged sword.
It is.
So,
It is.
something to think about. Okay, this next one, not so fun. This one was about job losses on Wall Street
Oh, yeah.
due to AI.
Yeah, that was a bit of a sobering article.
Yeah. They were saying it could be like up to 200,000 jobs.
Yeah, 200,000, just gone. Because AI can do the tasks that humans used to do.
Yeah, and you think about like, okay, finance,
Right.
that's just one sector. What other industries are going to be hit by this? Like, where do we fit
Well,
in?
I mean, think about manufacturing, transportation, customer service, anything that's repetitive,
Data heavy.
right, predictable. That's where AI is going to come in and, you know, potentially replace human workers. But it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, AI is also going to create new jobs, new
Okay,
opportunities.
so like
The key is going to be adaptability, like learning new skills, focusing on things that AI isn't good at, like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, problem solving. Those are the things that are going to be really valuable in the future.
So like for our listener out there,
Yeah.
what skills do you think are like the most important to focus on now in this AI-powered world?
Honestly, anything that makes us uniquely human, like I said, critical thinking, empathy, collaboration, innovation, these are things that AI can't replicate, at least not yet. So if you can develop those skills, you're going to be in a good position.
Okay, good advice. So AI taking over jobs, potentially scary, but AI helping with scientific discoveries, that's super exciting.
Right. I was reading about this AI that can decode gene activity in human cells.
Yeah, that one was
It
crazy.
blew my mind. It's called DeeT.
Googie-T, right?
And it can look at all this genomic data and accurately predict how genes are going to behave.
Yeah, even in cells it's never seen before.
Exactly. I mean, this could revolutionize genetics research. We're talking about faster breakthroughs in understanding and treating diseases like cancer. It's amazing. It's like AI isn't replacing scientists, it's actually giving them superpowers.
So it's not just automating tasks, it's like augmenting our abilities, right?
Exactly. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And then there was that article about AI that can mimic human voices, which is, again, mind-blowing, not just from a tech perspective, but think about the accessibility implications, like for people who've lost their voices.
Or language barriers.
Exactly. AI could break down so many communication barriers.
That's incredible. So we've got all these cool applications, but then there's also all these updates happening like within the AI industry itself.
Right, yeah.
Like OpenAI, they're the ones who made ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Well, they just rolled out these custom instructions for their AI
So
models.
basically, you can personalize your AI even more.
You can kind of train ChatGPT to like understand your specific needs, your preferences.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's all about making AI more tailored to you.
Okay, that's pretty neat.
It is.
What else was there? Oh, Microsoft has this new thing called RStar Math, and it's letting them create like smaller AI models.
Right. But without sacrificing performance.
Which is huge, right? Because then you can have more powerful AI running on like your phone
Exactly.
or even smaller devices.
It's all about making AI more accessible and more efficient.
Yeah, that's exciting. What else was there? Oh, Alibaba has a web platform now for their QN AI models.
Right.
So they're making their AI more accessible to developers and researchers.
Yeah, which is great because the more people who have access to these tools, the more innovation we'll see. And then Cohere, they launched their North AI platform. They're focused on like enterprise-grade AI solutions.
So businesses can use AI even if they're not like tech experts, right?
That's the idea, yeah. They're trying to make AI more user-friendly for businesses of all sizes.
Wow, it's crazy how fast all this is
It
happening.
is, it's a lot to keep up with.
Okay, last thing I want to talk on is xAI. That's the company Elon Musk started, right?
Right.
Well, their Grok AI, it has its own app now, separate from the X
So you
platform.
don't need an X account to use it.
So you can access all the cool stuff Grok can do, like the image generation.
Text summarization, the real-time info.
All of it.
It's a smart move, you know. They're expanding their reach. maybe competing more directly with other AI assistants.
And plus, they just upgraded Grok Search, so now it can access older X posts too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's getting even more powerful.
It's interesting to see how they're developing. It's like they're not just following the trends. They're really trying to push the boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's a lot of information. We've covered a lot of ground, but we'll be back in a few to dive even deeper into the world of AI.
It's going to be fascinating.
I know. I can't wait. Okay, so welcome back to our deep dive on AI. We covered a lot in the first part, but now it's time to get into some of the specifics, like how AI is actually being used in different fields.
Yeah, I'm excited to dig into some of these applications.
Me too. One that really caught my eye was AI and video, like AI that can actually generate and enhance videos.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is getting wild. Remember that Hailu AI, the S2V01 model? We kind of glossed over it before.
Right, the one that...
Well, it can basically keep a character looking the same in a video, even if it's a whole long sequence.
And it only needs one reference picture?
Yeah, just one. Like, imagine that for animation or filmmaking. It could be huge.
It would save so much time and effort, right?
Totally. And you could even, like, control the characters in real time based on, like, live action movements. It's pretty crazy what they're doing.
Yeah, it sounds almost like magic. And then there's that ByteDance tool, the star thing, that can upscale videos.
Oh, right. The one that makes your old videos look like they're in HD.
Yeah. Like, how does it even work?
Well, it uses machine learning to analyze the low-res footage and basically fills in the missing detail.
Huh. So it's like it's inventing new pixels based on what's already there.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And it makes you think, like, what else can AI do with media?
Right. We already talked about the personalized podcast, but what about, like, music?
Oh, yeah. AI is composing music now and writing stories, even creating art.
Yeah, the AI art is crazy. Have you seen some of that stuff online?
I have. It's mind-blowing. Like, you could barely tell it wasn't made by a human.
Yeah, and some people are saying it's like a whole new era of creativity.
Right. But it also brings up the question of, like, what does it mean to be creative? If a machine can do it, you know?
That's a good point. Like, where do we draw the line? And then there's the whole issue of, like, is it ethical?
Right. I mean, AI can do all these amazing things, but we have to use it responsibly.
Yeah, like, we can't just let it run wild.
Exactly. We need to make sure AI is used for good, you know, and that it benefits humanity as a whole.
So it's like we have to guide its development. We can't just sit back and let it happen.
Yeah, we need to be proactive and make sure AI aligns with our values, our goals as a society.
That's a big responsibility.
It is. It's a conversation we all need to be part of.
And it's not just about, like, the big picture stuff. It's about how AI is going to affect our everyday lives.
Totally.
So for our listener out there, like, what are your thoughts on this? What excites you about AI? What worries you?
Yeah. How do you see it changing your life, your work?
Okay. So bringing it back to some of the specific developments we talked about, like those custom instructions for ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. It means you can basically train your AI to be more like you.
Yeah. So it understands your needs, your preferences, your communication style.
Exactly. It's like having a truly personal assistant.
Yeah. I like that. And then what about that Sarmath thing from Microsoft?
Oh, right. The one that makes smaller AI models.
Yeah. So does that mean we'll be able to have, like, really powerful AI on our phones?
No, potentially. Yeah. Or even in, like, everyday objects. Imagine a smart refrigerator that can actually understand what you want.
Whoa. That's a little creepy, but also kind of cool.
Right. It's like blurring the lines between the digital and the physical world.
And then Alibaba's doing that whole web platform thing for their Qwen AI models.
Yeah, they're making their AI more accessible to developers and researchers.
So more people can experiment with it, build new things with it.
Exactly. Which is great. It means more innovation, more diverse perspectives on AI.
So AI is not just for the big tech companies anymore.
Nope. It's becoming more democratic, which is a good thing, I think.
Definitely. And what was that other company? Cohere? They're focusing on making AI for businesses, right?
Yeah. Cohere is all about enterprise solutions. They want to make it easy for any business to use AI, no matter how tech savvy they are.
So even small businesses can benefit from AI now.
That's the idea. AI shouldn't just be for the big guys. It should be accessible to everyone.
I think that's really important. Okay, so we've talked about AI in healthcare, in media, in business. Where else is it going to show up?
Honestly, it's hard to say. AI is evolving so quickly, it's popping up everywhere.
Yeah, it's almost like it has a life of its own now.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it so exciting, right? The possibilities are endless.
I guess so. But it's also a little scary. Like, are we in control?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We're the ones creating AI, but can we control it? Or will it eventually control us?
That's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, but it's a question we have to ask ourselves.
Definitely. Okay, so speaking of sci-fi and Elon Musk, let's go back to xAI for a minute.
Right, the company he started.
Yeah, because besides that whole Grok thing, they're also really focused on this idea of AI alignment, right?
Yeah, making sure AI is aligned with human values and goals.
Because Musk has been saying, like, AI could be dangerous if it becomes too powerful.
Right, he's worried about AI becoming misaligned with our interests.
Yeah, like what if it decides we're not necessary anymore?
I know, it sounds crazy, but it's a legitimate concern.
So xAI is trying to figure out how to make sure AI stays on our side, so to speak.
Yeah, they want to make sure AI is working for us, not against us.
That's a pretty important goal.
It is, and it's not just xAI that's thinking about this. Researchers all over the world are trying to figure out how to build AI that's safe, ethical, and aligned with human values.
So it's like a global effort now.
It has to be. We can't just leave this to a few companies or governments.
This is something that affects all of us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential benefits of AI, the potential risks. We've looked at specific applications, and we've talked about the ethical considerations.
That's been a pretty comprehensive deep dive.
It really has. But I think the main takeaway is that AI is here to stay.
It's not going anywhere.
And it's going to change everything. So we need to stay informed, stay engaged, and keep having these conversations.
Absolutely. The future of AI is in our hands.
And that's where we'll leave it for part two. But we'll be back soon to wrap up this fascinating discussion and leave you with some final thoughts on the AI revolution. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey, haven't we? Exploring the world of AI, all its potential, all the challenges.
Yeah, it's been a lot to process. So much to think about.
Right. I mean, from revolutionizing healthcare to changing how we make art, even potentially taking over our jobs, AI is everywhere.
It really is. It's amazing how fast things are moving. But it also makes you wonder, like, where do we go from here?
Exactly. So thinking about everything we've discussed so far, I'm curious, what are you most excited about when it comes to AI? Or even what worries you?
That's a good question. I think what excites me most is, well, the sheer potential of it all. You know, AI could help us solve some of our biggest problems, like finding cures for diseases, tackling climate change, making information accessible to everyone.
Yeah, those are some pretty big goals.
They are. But that's the power of AI, right? It can analyze huge amounts of data, identify patterns we might miss, and come up with solutions we wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, that's definitely exciting. But you said worries, too. What's making you hesitate?
Well, I think the biggest worry is that we might not use this power responsibly. AI is a tool, after all. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
That's true. And with AI, the stakes are pretty high.
They are. I mean, imagine if AI falls into the wrong hands. Yeah. Or if it's developed with biases that we don't even realize.
Right. That's a scary thought.
It is. So we need to be really careful. We need to have these conversations about ethics, about regulation, about making sure AI aligns with our values as a society.
I think that's a really important point. And it's not just up to the experts or the policymakers. It's up to all of us to think critically about AI, to be aware of its potential and its limitations.
Absolutely. We all need to be part of this conversation because the choices we make today will shape the AI-powered world of tomorrow.
And speaking of choices, I'm curious, what about our listener out there? What are your thoughts on this? What excites you about AI? What concerns you? How do you see it impacting your life, your work, your community?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your insights with us on social media. Join the conversation. Because the future of AI is not something that just happens to us. It's something we create together.
So true. Well, I think that's a perfect place to wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI. It's been a fascinating journey, exploring the latest advancements, the ethical dilemmas, the possibilities, and the uncertainties.
It has been. And I think the one thing we can all agree on is that AI is here to stay.
Absolutely. It's already changing the world around us, and that change is only going to accelerate.
So buckle up, everyone. The AI revolution is just getting started.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative, thought-provoking, and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning. Because the future is full of possibilities.
And we can't wait to see what you create.